the spiritual message of Islam.
His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. If we all open our eyes to see, he is all that we need right now. And we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف. This is our session on human relations. In the previous session, we talked about different types of positive, sympathetic relations that human beings can make with each other. And then we focused on the first one, which was to become as husband and wife, as spouses. And we mentioned the Quranic view about this. We refer to biological side of it, but more importantly to the spiritual side of it. We also talked about this relation continuing in heaven, whether it is heaven of Adam and Eve or eternal heaven. Today we want to talk about the second type of this positive relation, and that is what the Quran calls to be khalil, to be friend, but friend, which is used in English translation, can be equivalent to khalil, can be equivalent to sadiq, sometimes to wali. So it's better to use khalil itself and see what is the meaning of khalil in the Quran. There are several places that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about this type of relation. It doesn't necessarily exist between good people. It can be between also bad people. Sometimes bad people become friends of each other. Sometimes good people become friends for each other. But this is in this world. In the hereafter, friendship exists only between good people. You cannot have friendship in the hereafter between bad people. One of the verses about this type of relation is verse 254 of chapter 2, Surah Baqarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا. O those who believe, أنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي يوم لا بيع فيه ولا خلة ولا شفاعة. Spend from what Allah has given you, from the sustenance that we have provided you with, before the day comes in which neither business exists, nor friendship, nor intercession. So the money or the goods that Allah has given you in this world, you have to use it before they become useless. If they become useless, then you cannot do anything with them. Imagine if you have some currency and then the government is going to change. Suppose they are changing the unit of currency. For example, it was Rial, now it's going to become dinar, for example. They give you some time. They say, by this time, you have to change whatever you have. You have to take it to bank and take new currency. If you are very rich, you have millions of them, but before the time expires, you don't go to change them into new currency, they become useless. You cannot say, I had millions of them, I was a very rich person, I had made lots of effort to achieve them. It's useless. Even they may ask you to pay in order to get rid of them. You have to pay to someone to take it to, for example, a place for keeping the rubbish or to recycle it. Allah says, what we have given you in this world, which is very valuable, if you don't use it and keep it for that day, it will not work. It will not be useful anymore. Because in that day, la bay'un fi, there is no possibility of selling or buying something with this. There is no possibility of asking a friend to help. And there is no possibility of asking a person to intercede for you.
Oh, what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow. His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. Down this road that holds all the answers. Open your heart to something greater.
His holy book speaks pure and true, and always tells us what we must do. His last prophet was sent as a guide, an example by which we abide.
There is salvation for those who seek to find the one and only source of peace and understanding of why we are here. Who created us, who we must fear.
So what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
Of course, we believe in Shafa'ah. We believe in the possibility of someone interceding, but that has its own requirements. No one can intercede for a person who is not a believer. No one can intercede for a person who has not done anything good in the past. If there is a person who has faith and he has mixed action of good and bad, then there is a possibility of intercession. But if someone has nothing good, there is no possibility of intercession. So, if I go without any capital, without any investment which I have made for my next life, I would be totally poor. And if you are totally poor, nothing can help you. But if you have at least transferred some of your belonging in this world into that world in a currency which works in that world, then that would be beneficial. So la bay'un fi, there is no business there, you cannot sell or purchase. Wala khulla, there is no friendship. So friendships which have worldly nature will stop. What type of friendship? If friendship is based on just gaining something material, something worldly from it. For example, I have become friend with someone because we go together and, you know, for example, drink or eat or go to, for example, I don't know, to see some sights. Just we enjoy ourselves in a very superficial level. Our friendship is not based on something spiritual. Our friendship is not based on taqwa. Our friendship is not based on being companions for achieving something great. Just we enjoy ourselves because we don't want to be alone. Or if God forbids, we are friends in doing bad things. So we go together and steal money. We go together and rob people. This is a type of friendship. So the friendship which is for bad reasons or for worldly reasons, even if they are not bad but they are neutral, this friendship is not going to continue in the hereafter. And inshallah we will read later that indeed this becomes enmity. So there is no friendship of the worldly nature working there, and there is no intercession. والكافرون هم الظالمون. There are many people who have done injustice to themselves. Even believers who are sinful, they have done injustice to themselves. من يتعدى حدود الله فقد ظلم نفسه. So a believer who commits a sin, he has done injustice to himself. But the people who are totally in lust, the people who have totally been unjust, are the people who have done injustice in the greatest thing, and that is belief in God. إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. If someone, instead of believing in one God, believes in many gods, if he associates some partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is great injustice. This is great zulm to himself, not to God. No one can do anything to God. No one can harm God. It's injustice to himself. So those who have no faith, no belief in God, these are the greatest oppressors. These are the greatest people in injustice. والكافرون هم الظالمون. But lower than them comes the people who have faith, but they have not sent anything to the next world to help them. They believed in God, but no good action. No infaq in particular. In this verse, the focus is on infaq, on charity, on spending your money, your belonging for the sake of God. If we don't transfer some money to that world by doing some charitable work, we have done zulm. Because I had something valuable, I have wasted it. I have done zulm to my money, I have done zulm to myself. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, والكافرون هم الظالمون.
I'm looking back throughout the years, to breathe is hard and my eyes are choked with tears. Your face and hair are full of light, now it will soon be time to go. I feel you feeling calm now. Did the angel let you know?
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to be friends with the pious and righteous people in this world and the hereafter. May Allah let us be always on the right path with Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. May Allah enable us and our children, generation by generation, to be always at the service of Imam Mahdi ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. And may Allah make us able to understand what our Imam expects from us to do in this time and in this age. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.
I'm looking back throughout the years, to breathe is hard and my eyes are choked with tears. Your face and hair are full of light, now it will soon be time to go. I feel you feeling calm now. Did the angel let you know? For all the wisdom and tea you gave to me, let me offer something now so warm and comforting and sweet. Can you hear me whisper to you as you sleep? La ilaha illallah. Did you always understand?